You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
That's Kat Stevens and a hard-headed woman right here on the Drive Zone on Zone Radio, 88.5, the voice of the valley. It's 9 minutes past four, and speaking about hard-headed woman, hello Odette, how are you?
I'm fine, and you, Richard? I was actually thinking about that. Maybe that's me. Was that song for me, Richard?
Well, the shoe fits, eh? The shoe fits, Odette.
There you go.
Then slip it on. All right, Odette is in here to speak to us about digital transformation on air, and the title for today's topic is "How the 28 million I made for everyone else."
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I certainly wasn't one of the everyone else's.
No, neither was I.
You weren't either.
No, well, not at all.
What's that all about?
So today's topic is all mind before business. So getting our minds ready before we take the plunge to start our own business. Mm-hmm. And also as existing business owners to just think about all of the soft skills as well that we need before we start using our tools in business. And during hard, or should I say during extended lockdown, when it was very quiet, I remember sitting in a large, empty, very cold room with my colleague, who's a lot younger than me. And I just said to her, what is that? I was busy in the dashboard, our sales dashboard, which is really like a digital cash register. It just kind of cranks up the total. Mm. It's got all your orders there and everything. So I said to her, Daniela, what is that number in the top, in the bottom right-hand part of the screen? So she goes, well, that's a turnover figure that you've processed through the dashboard. And I said, but what are those numbers? And she said, but that's all of the sales that you've put through. And I said, but that's 28 million rand odd worth of sales. And I felt excited and happy about it. And then my mood just went completely south when I realized that I had worked for a period of time using this specific dashboard that we have. And I had busted my guts basically to generate this total volume of sales. And then I just sat back and just thought, where has all that money gone? Mm. And that for me was a massive aha turning point of really looking at how I'm doing business, unpacking it all, ripping apart the entire platform, every process, how we are charging customers, where we're getting our money from, where it's going to. And it's astounding, the findings. And I just realized that this would be a really great topic to chat about in terms of some of the things to think about before you embark on having your own business. But also, if you are an existing business owner, we do look at these high turnover amounts. And have you actually sat back and unpacked it all to see if you're really making any money? Yes, you're living off the business, mm. as I am. My car, my business pays my car, my cell phone, the AD, you know, the Wi-Fi, etc. But am I actually really making enough for all of my efforts? Or should I just lock the door, throw away the key, and go and lie under my duvet, sucking my thumb for a while? That's certainly how I felt after I went through the process. So
this was the Celestial Gifts website that you're talking about, okay?
So this is for Celestial Gifts. Mm. So I've put together some points here that I've identified that we could think about if we are starting our business, but some of them will also apply to those of us who are already in the trenches of business every day. So first and foremost, get your margins correct. Make sure that you are definitely charging enough for your products and services. Unless you are anticipating to become a high volume business where margins are tight, because it's about high volume. Mm. So therefore, you need to be conducting a thorough market research and benchmarking your products and service charges against your competitors. And on that note, know who your competitors are, because I didn't do that when I started. What type of bills are you likely to have upfront and then monthly to maintain the business? Include a buffer for all the experimental errors and hidden surprises. Mm. I think we often overlook that mandatory buffer that we need.
It's a difficult thing to budget for. Is there any formula that you're using that says, okay, I'm going to use this percent of turnover to...
I think it depends what you're doing, but it's the same thing. Like if you're going to build a home or move house or move country or anything, any big project that you embark on, I would almost add, I'm just doing a thumb suck, a good 25% of hidden cost. Expenses. Okay. So it's good to have that available when you embark. Is your product or service actually trending? You like it. Does anybody else? So when I started my business, I didn't care. I thought it was a great idea and I was going to do it. But it wasn't trending at the time. And it made marketing the business so difficult in SA because people here were aware of the gift experience concept overseas, but it was very, very new to South Africa as far back as 2005, which leads me up to maybe your product sells well in one country. This does not mean it will sell well in another. So know your audience. Income is derived by solving problems. The more problems you solve, the more money you make. It is also based on need and not want. Do clients actually need what you are selling? Again, with Celestial Gifts, everything I sell is completely luxurious, which is why we're struggling so much right now. Because when there's no spendable income, we cut back on all those luxuries. Yeah. So it is a business based on want. Nobody needs anything that's in my online shop. Nothing. Where are your clients? Who are they? What is their profile? Don't start paying for advertising simply by shooting blindly into the night, hoping to hit something. You will lose tenfold. So when you start advertising online or on social media, do your homework and your groundwork so that when you go online to place the adverts, that you have a specific audience and demographic and region in mind. Don't just throw money at your adverts. You will definitely lose. That is for sure. The products or services you offer are not about you. They are about your customers. Otherwise, you won't sell anything. So for example, I like extreme adventures and experiences, as you know. Yes, you do know that. You followed the journey. So I launched with 1,200 experiences that I like. Guess what? We're now down to 280 very average, everyday type of experiences to cater for people who like cooking or date night or cruises or a little bit of horse riding. And of the 280, we have 50 or less that are our best sellers. So the purpose of saying this is to start small, then grow your products. Don't try to manage too much. It will kill you to keep it all up to date. Know your hero products and focus on selling those to the right audience. The most successful businesses are where they are where they are because they focus on one thing. For example, KFC is a prime example. They just sell chicken in 50 different variations. Or the Veldskoen brand, who sell one shoe in different styles with different color shoelaces. So keep it simple. Do not try to sell high dollar, expensive items online. It works, but it's a very hard business model in that customers in SA especially are very scared to spend money online, more so if your products are 15,000 rand each. So that is where, again, I've struggled selling luxury top-end experiences online, where South Africa is very new to e-commerce. We're about 20 years behind. I don't know where we are now with COVID, etc. But sell something that's cheap enough online that if someone was to part with their credit card and they were to lose maybe 200 or 300 rand, it's not as big as if they were to lose 15,000 when there's a trust issue. Do not allow yourself to be stereotyped into thinking that you are limited by your age, gender, culture, etc. You absolutely can do anything you set your mind to and can smash out the competition as well. This is a big one for me now, where I am now, so it will help those who are currently in business. Do not be scared to learn the tools of your trade to the extent that you should make this a priority. Learn just a little bit more than the specialists who support you, so that when you are discussing the technicalities behind what you need them to do for your business, you will know immediately if they are pulling the wool over your eyes. It's the same feeling like when you take your car to a mechanic and you walk out with 10,000 rands worth of work done to the car, but it's still broken, and you bought 4 new tires when you only needed 1. So know slightly more than those who support your business, even though you're not doing the tasks that it is that they are doing for you. This is a big one for me, because I can be this way, or I have been this way. Do not allow yourself to develop codependent relationships with anyone in your business, as in if they leave, then you're lost without them, whether staff, support specialist, or anchor clients. The focus should always be to attach yourself to a mission, a calling, or a purpose only. Focus hard on attracting the right customers who will pay you what you are worth. Steer clear of discounting yourself and your products as you dilute your brand and land up working for nothing. So what is the point? Let go of what is no longer working, and that is where I am right now.
Are you there at the moment?
Yes. I've been a hard-headed girl on a mission.
Hard-headed woman, yes. Listening to all of this comes from your experience and
yes.
The way you've approached your business. My understanding is that your turnover, most of it went to suppliers. Your margins were not high enough on your products
yes.
for you to actually become generate your own wealth. so that's a very important thing. But the other important thing that you mentioned is the fact that you became a slave to your business as opposed to being somebody who is driving your business.
And absolutely.
To speak about how your journey of discovery there.
So they will always say when you read business books or listen to business gurus that you need to be working on your business and not so much in the business. And so my experience of the last 16 years is that I have been completely working in the business and very little on the business. And because of that, I have left myself behind on so many levels. Celestial Gifts has done really well. It was such a challenge to get people to understand the concept of the business. And my anchor clients were my rewards and loyalty platforms, which was a trend that is now changing because of COVID. So where I was saying, avoid this codependent feeling you have with certain anchor clients, I have had that, where you know that you're getting a certain amount of money every month is coming in from these big clients. And when they go off, they're no longer in a trend. You're left going, well, where's our turnover now? You know?
It's kind of eggs in one basket scenario.
Exactly. So it's about diversifying and focusing on that small little bunch, that small little group of niche products or niche services that are selling well, and really, really push those to the customers who really want them. You know, at the same time, it's very hard as a business owner to work on the business only and not in it, because like we've discussed before, people don't buy products and services, they buy the magic and the stories behind the business. And obviously that is what has attracted customers to my business over the years is me, because I'm so passionate about what I sell. So when we were doing very well pre-COVID, we were showing a nice turnover. It was all in volume. So the energy it takes to sell one experience is exactly the same as it takes to sell 100 vouchers.
Mm.
So that as business owners, we need to try and focus, how can we sell what we are selling in mass quantity?
Mm.
Or if we are selling one of something, are we charging the right amount to really cover our time invested in that transaction or that service time with the customer?
I know that we're talking about online business here, and that's what the focus is, but that would apply to any business. Yes. Anywhere. It's a business principle that one would look at in the business. And the problem with working, I think there is a place, to be quite honest. When you're starting a business, when you launching out, it's almost impossible to work purely on the business.
Absolutely.
The on the business work is done in your research ahead of your launch, your product selection, your structuring of your offering, the margins that you're anticipating, all your budgeting, all of that kind of stuff is done on the business before the business launches. But once the business launches, it's very difficult for a period of time not to be working in the business. And let's use the motor mechanic example that you've just given. A person decides he's going to open a workshop and start working on motor vehicles, servicing motor vehicles, and initially people will go to that person because of their expertise and the way that they work on a vehicle. As that business grows, and you start to employ two or three other mechanics coming in, that's when you want to withdraw somewhat.
Yes.
And start working on the business. I understand that. But there is, or isn't there, is the question I'm asking, still a place for the person who wants to be the one-man operation, do it all themselves, feel that they're in control, and work in the business all the time.
I think for a lot of us, especially here in SA, we don't really have a choice.
Mm.
I mean, it's all about circumstances again. I mean, not many of us even have money to start a business.
Mm.
Not even us, we even know how to go about business planning or how to do this upfront business planning and working on the business before we even start, which is one of the other sessions we're going to do on a lovely app that I have found and that I use called Google Primer, in terms of it has everything in that app. It's lessons on the go, 5-minute lessons that have just grown my knowledge in digital marketing and business and online advertising massively. And we will go through that in a session as well. But I think for a lot of us, we are one-man bands. And that's a great thing about being an SA. It's easy enough to do. I think if we have the right tools to know where to get the correct information and support, hopefully we can get on a better footing sooner rather than later. And that's the beauty of the internet that we have right now, is if you know who the horse's mouths are, then you can save those links on your desktop, if that's the space that you're in, and you can go to those portals often whenever you have free time to upskill yourself and just to make sure that you're heading in the right direction.
So essentially what you're saying is, yes, there's nothing wrong with working in the business.
Well, for me, no, because people come through the business to speak to me, and it's I know my products inside out. If you were to ask me about the BMW track day or the hot air ballooning or the rally driving experience or the Ferrari driving experience, the people who work for me won't know all the specifics, but I will, you know, and I sell it with enthusiasm, and that's why it sells time after time.
So working in the business is not a bad thing, but what we're saying is don't do that to the exclusion of working on it.
Yes, because you will suffer and the business will suffer. And unfortunately, time to work on the business for most of us is after hours.
Mm.
And then you have to factor in elements of, do you have young babies?
Mm.
You know, do you have teenagers that need to be supported? Do you even have the spare time after hours to do it? But I think today's sharings were some of the things that I tend to run before I can walk.
Mm.
And if someone comes to chat to me about starting a business, I always talk about my errors and just say, please don't do this.
Mm.
Maybe go to the starting blocks and spend a little bit of time there first before you take the next hurdle and the next one and the next one, because those hurdles can be very, very costly mistakes.
Yeah, and you don't want to be doing that too often. And if you can learn from somebody else's mistakes, then it doesn't cost you that much, I guess.
Exactly. Mm.
Yeah, I like what you're saying, and I think that a lot of what you are saying does relate to online business. A brick and mortar business is somewhat different, although at the end of the day, you've still got a customer and an offering, and you're putting the two together and hopefully making a profit from it. That's a simple formula. But the offering online is a very different one, in that there are many options and it's easy to move away from it. I mean, once you walk into sort of the hardware shop, you're in the hardware shop. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But once you go into an online shop, it's just a click of a mouse and you move away. So you're looking at those things that are going to keep people there and making sure that you get value as a business person from what it is that you're offering them if they choose to buy.
So this session today is a mind before business session, and also hopefully assists business owners who are already in business with a brick and mortar business, because they're all business principles.
Mm.
But we are going to chat about selling products online and that environment in terms of how do we keep people on our landing page? How do we keep them on the product page? And there are some specific techniques that are used. There's actually online sales assistants, and they are supposed to be positioned in the perfect place so that people don't what they call bounce, as in go back onto Google and just you never ever see them again.
Mm.
So we are going to be unpacking that in a digital transformation session. Today was just more about some basic things where I really, really went wrong. And a big one is margin and the business, the product and the business that you have, make it less about you and more about your customers.
Mm.
It's actually simple. I think we overcomplicate things.
Mm.
Less is more.
What would you say is the biggest mistake that you've made? The one thing that you could change, you would change?
Well, when I think about it, I just think of the margin. I really do. It's maybe I wouldn't have even had an e-commerce platform, because e-commerce platforms in 2005 up until now, when you can just buy an instant online shop, they are very, very expensive. Mm. They cost a fortune. And when I look at some really cool online shops, there's one in particular that I'm thinking about. Their customers are selling their products in their Instagram feed. They don't even have an online shop. So my question is, did I ever need that online shop in the first place? Because here in SA, because of the high dollar, the ticket amount of each experience, so many people are not using the e-commerce functionality anyway. They do bank transfers and EFT. So for me, it might have been the necessity of even having an online shop.
Maybe. Or certainly not the kind that you did have, because that was quite a sophisticated site. And back in 2005, it had to be custom built.
Exactly. Mm. And you know, my last thing was like letting go of what no longer works.
Mm.
And I also read this in blogs from other digital agencies where we have spent, I mean, the platform I have right now, it must have cost me 250,000 Rand, if not more. And now you could actually buy yourself an online shop ready to populate with products for as little as 5,000 Rand.
Mm. Yeah.
And do you know how I want to kick myself? Yeah. I'm like, seriously?
Well, to be fair, that wasn't available when you started.
No.
Okay. And, you know, the same can be said about cell phone technology. When when people were in business 40 years ago, it was all telephone
video
line.
Conferencing. Yeah. We were chatting about that the other day, talking about the cost of video conferencing. Mm. And now we're just all Zooming each other for free.
So technology does, the thing that you're saying is that you need to adapt with it. You need to make sure that you are equipping yourself with the skills to understand how things are changing and then look at how it can apply in your business.
Well, you've summed that up so well, Richard.
Mm.
I must come.
I'm good that way, yeah.
I know, thanks.
No.
Thanks, Richard.
It's been awesome again, Odette. And any passing final thoughts?
No, I think I shared quite a lot today, and I really look forward to sharing more, especially about how to get our products online and that it need not be as expensive as that we think that it is. And there's some really cool tips to treat and entice everybody in the weeks to come. So just don't give up. That's what I would say.
That is the bottom line. And don't give up thinking either. Yes. Because very often we get... I was sitting with somebody this morning, a very good friend of mine, Portia, down at Paintsmiths. And we were talking, and I had an idea that I wanted to bounce off Mark, her husband. And it started just as one little idea. And all of a sudden, we were unpacking like weird concepts that could work, but it was just a thought process that kept rolling. Yep. And if you stop that thought process for any reason and shut yourself off, you're going to miss the opportunities. And out of every 10, you know, cockamamie ideas, one might stick and one might work. So it's to keep
be creative.
Keep thinking about in your business, how are you going to, if you are a, and I come back to a motor mechanic, if you are a motor mechanic, okay, so what's the basics? The basics are somebody needs their car repaired or serviced, or it's, you know, they bring it to you and you fix it. But is there anything else that you can do differently that may disrupt that model? And if we look at the Ubers and we look at those apps that have changed essentially the world, it was because somebody kept thinking.
Yes.
Somebody was looking at, hey, I've just taken a cab from here to there.
Wilder the better.
Yeah. Is there a better way to do this? Is there? And if you think about it, you may come up with the answer that no, there isn't. But if you don't think about it, you'll never come up with the answer. Maybe there is.
Absolutely.
So it's to keep that mind active. And I think that's very, very important in any business. And very often, a lot of the good ideas are going to come from your customers.
Yes,
because they teach you. Yeah, because that's what you're saying. Make your business customer focused.
Yes, they teach you.
And they'll come in and say, hey, you know what? I like the way you did that. But if you did this way, you've got to listen to them.
Yes.
You've got to listen to them. And you've got to clear your mind of, listen, I know what I'm doing here. Don't you come and tell me. Be open to it. And I think that is the message this afternoon as well. All right, thank you for that. If you want to get hold of Odette, then there's a whole lot of things that you can do because you've got this like Linktree thing that's going on. Where everything is in one place. But for now, I'm going to give you a telephone number, and that telephone number is 084-811-9163. Is that correct?
That's perfect.
084-811-9163. My old eyes didn't let me down. Thank you, Odette. We'll see you again in 2 weeks' time.
Thanks, Richard.
It's been great fun. And certainly, awesome. Folks, you can catch this on the podcast later on this afternoon. And you can share it amongst your friends and family and business associates and all that good stuff. You'll find it on our website, zoneradio.co.za. Thanks, Odette.
Thanks, Richard.